Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield scores. Alvis moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. Sims goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Salmon moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salmon tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Mike Marshall now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Horton scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Salmon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton bunts between the mound and first base. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hinton for the out. May moves to second. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sims moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Sims scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to third. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salmon tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. May reaches second base with a double. Pat Dobson now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Leon Wagner. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Freehan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Lee May now playing left field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Jim Price pinch hits for Pat Dobson. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Salmon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Brown moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. May bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. McDowell moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton is walked intentionally. Don Demeter pinch hits for Vic Davalillo. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to home to get Brown. McDowell moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing center field. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McAuliffe moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cash moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Euler hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.